Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Articles, archives, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, the blog, the newsletter. Our poll is right there on the homepage. Holy mackerel, we got lots of stuff that you can do. And some things you can listen to, you can read. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. We got something you can do in any of that, any time in between there. So I hope you check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Gene Greisman has deposited with us over the last over 10 years, more than 10 years. That Gene has been a member. In fact, Gene's an original member of our Brain Trust, going back to '98. In fact, Gene, you're pushing your 13th year. Next May, you will have been with us for 13 years, and we appreciate your commitment to us and your support of all the things that we do here on behalf of small business. Give us your own website too, please.
My own website is www.presidentlincoln.com. PresidentLincoln.com. By the way, I discovered that PresidentLincoln.org is the presidential library in Springfield. So PresidentLincoln.com.
As it should be. Well, I'm glad you have that website. And folks, you can find Gene's books. You can find the ability to have him come and do a Lincoln portrayer for you and your organization.
By the way, I want to commend you for how you've always been on the cutting edge of technology. Our last interview, I went to YouTube recently, and there was the interview with you on YouTube. By the way, if your viewers want to, they'll type in Gene Greisman on YouTube. They can see an excerpt of one of my Lincoln performances.
Oh, boy. Now, folks, that'll be a treat. You want to make sure you do that. And that's G-R-I-E-S-S-M-A-N. Gene's just returned from Egypt, and we're asking him to give us a little bit of a tour of what he found. Gene, one of the things that Americans... The American brand, America, American as individuals, and the American English language, the way Americans speak English, are interesting brands. People around the world want to own the American English language. They want to be able to speak it. They want you to brag on them. They want you to compliment them. They'd like to think that they're speaking English well. That's a really strong part of our brand. But another part of our brand that over the years has gotten a little tarnished, and this has been going on for longer than a few years, and that's this idea of the ugly American. And when you were in Egypt, did you see anything like that over there?
Actually, I had to revise my impression of the ugly American. Let me tell you quickly an anecdote. I had private tour guides in Luxor, went mm-hmm. to the Valley of the Kings, went to see the temples, etc. And one of my tour guides, who every day takes out tourists to see all the sights in Luxor, she said, we say in our office, it's a good day if we get Americans.
Wow.
She said, American tourists are the best. She said, the worst are the tourists we get from India. Huh. They treat us like servants. They say, do this, do that, pick up my bag, do this. She said, an American never does that. An American tries to be courteous. An American does not treat us as a servant. American, and by the way, she said something very interesting. She said, Americans are not complicated. And I said, what do you mean by that? She said, there's nothing devious about Americans. She said, if you explain it to them, and they believe your explanation, they're okay with it.
What a great conversation you had with her.
Isn't it? And I thought, we really are an uncomplicated people. I was thinking about something that's often taught to salespeople, the KISS concept.
Right, right.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Right. Well, you know...
And there this woman was saying, Americans are uncomplicated. We are straightforward. We are not devious.
Well, sometimes
some people are not that way.
Sometimes our candor, our way of just cutting to the chase and saying it like it is, it sometimes it comes across it can come across maybe a little bit abrupt or rude or aggressive. But the truth is all we've done is we've made our position known, and we're not trying to be devious. We put it right out there. There's no hidden agenda.
I was delighted with what that question got me, and as I told you before we went on air, I'm doing a new project. I'm writing a new book,
right.
Americans, How to Understand Them and Do Business with Them, and I got great insights from her.
Well, I'm gonna take credit for all this, Gene.
You should.
Because for over 12 years, for over 13 years, I've been talking about this ugly American thing on my show. And we've had a number of people like you traveling. And I've just pointed out my experience in traveling abroad is that if you, as an American, if you'll learn to say a handful of words or learn a few things about their culture, their religion, their whatever it may be, their history, if you'll make two or three, a handful of gestures their way, they'll do 1,000 things for you and still think they got a good bargain.
That is absolutely right. And by the way, there would be a payoff for learning a little bit of Arabic, because Arabic is spoken, it's the main language all across Egypt and all across many parts of that part of the world, but it is also the language of religion all the way to Indonesia.
Kefalak ya Siddiqui.
What is that?
That means good day, my friend.
Yes. Well, that shows how good I am at it.
Gene, we'll see you next time, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Gene Griesman, ladies and gentlemen, G-R-I-I-E-S-S-M-A-N, and that is presidentlincoln.com. Go check it out. All there's good stuff there. And he's got more to come. We'll be heading back the next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.